So Be'ez Hashem begin learning Daf Kuf Lama Tes and Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we're learning about include Masha Ne'ech Ha'av. If someone writes his property over to another person effective upon his death, but retains the right to the produce, the Gemara discusses the produce he leaves over after his death, whether L'Mekabel Matana, it belongs to the recipient of the bequest, or Shal Yerushin, it is considered part of the estate and belongs equally to his heirs. This depends on whether we are discussing Talush, detached produce, or Mechuber, attached produce, and whether Bibinoi he gave the gift to his son, or Ba'achar to someone else. Hinich G'daylim Uketanim. If someone is survived by adult and young children, the Gemara discusses whether they may use funds from the estate for parnasa, clothing, nisuin, wedding expenses, and mezainis habonis, supporting the young daughters. Baal yerush hava oy lekeach hava, whether a husband is considered an heir or a buyer in his wife's property. This is relevant regarding lav sav achla v'amda benisus. If a woman marries with debts, can her creditor collect from her property even though it is now beholden to her husband based on the takans chacham of his right to the payers, the produce of her nechse meluk? Amanasai nizaynis menachasav, a widow's right to support from his estate, even when a daughter inherits and marries. Memker chayzer b'yevel, whether a husband's inheritance returns to his wife's family at yevel.